This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Yes, our theme today, our bumper music theme, any song with the word pardon in it. Yes, the biggest story of the last 24 hours when President Joe Biden announced that he is giving an unconditional pardon to his son, Hunter Biden, goes back 10 years. The president multiple times, people close to him multiple times. His press secretary said the pardon would not happen, but Joe Biden just flat out didn't tell us the truth, and he announced the pardon last night. A lot of people are reacting, including our next guest, 3rd District Congressman Dean Phillips, who, like all of our guests, he's on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, Dean. Always a pleasure. When you first found out last night, what was your reaction, and has your opinion changed in any way today?
Well, Chad, I have to say that I think anybody who's listening, who's a parent, particularly families who've struggled with a loved one who has addiction issues, how painful and challenging that is, of course, for, in this case, a son and a family. What almost none of us can relate to is the ability to make that son or daughter above the law. And President Biden is one of few people in American history who could, and he chose to pardon his son. And I think we can all relate to the humanity in that. Sadly, the consequences, the political consequences, the effects on trust in government are deeply consequential. And I was disappointed when I heard the news. I slept on it. And I woke up this morning convinced that it was the wrong decision. It was a selfish decision and one that I'm afraid will have consequences both for Joe Biden's legacy, the Democratic Party itself, and for Americans' faith in government. And I want to just issue one caveat, which is the pardons that were issued by former President and President-elect Donald Trump are, in my mind, even more egregious, which brings me to the conclusion that our pardoning powers for the American presidents have got to be addressed and reformed, because we are, I think, about to fall into some very dangerous territory, Chad, and I'm deeply concerned.
Roger Stone, Paul Manafort, Steve Bannon, Charles Kushner, among those who the former president and future president pardon. So let me put you in the exact same position. I mean, you ran to be the next president. You are Joe Biden. You have lost a child early in life. You have lost a child due to his time in combat. You have now witnessed your son battle addiction. You are a politician. You've said that no one is above the law. You've talked about your separation as president from the Department of Justice, but you are a father, and you are. Do you think, with your concerns about what could happen to your daughters in this case, do you think you could have said no to a potential pardon? Because, you know, Dave, producer of the show, said he thinks about 98% of the parents out there would have done the same thing that Joe Biden did and just accepted the scorn which comes with it.
Well, Chad, you asked the questions that are the difficult ones, and this is one that I'm sure many of us are thinking about right now. And I think, frankly, Dave is right. I think most people ultimately would come to the conclusion that Joe Biden did. But before I answer the question directly, and I will, I want to reflect on the fact that there's no question in my mind that Hunter Biden was prosecuted because of his being a public figure. I don't think it would have even been on the radar screen, and he certainly wouldn't have been charged if he were just an average American. The same way that Donald Trump, I think, was inappropriately pursued because of his public stature in New York, not absolving him of his crimes either, but I do believe some were only prosecuted because of who he was. Therein lies our biggest problem, politicization of our judicial system. I wish American presidents would not even have the ability to pardon a family member, for reasons I think anybody listening can understand. But I would be remiss if I didn't say that if I were in the same position, my son was a recovering addict, he didn't kill anybody, that I think many people would come to the same conclusion. Joe Biden's career is done. He's got a grievance, of course, about how his career did come to a conclusion. He loves his son. He lost most of his family in a car accident, I think, in 1972, and probably felt he had nothing to lose. So I'm afraid to confess that I think I would probably be among those that probably would have done the same thing. It does not make it right. It does not make it helpful to this country in this specific time. But in a vacuum, I do believe I would be among those that would probably do the same thing. And I'll confess, I'm doing a lot of soul searching as it relates to integrity and character. And that's why I'm coming to the conclusion that it's the specific powers that are the problem. We have now passed that threshold where every president will use them and blame his or her predecessor for the reason they're doing so in a very egregious manner. And this has been true during my lifetime and yours, and I think it is a fatal mistake for democracy if we allow it to continue.
Why should any president have any ability to pardon anyone? Not just the family. Why yeah. Isn't it time just to eliminate this? Now, Donald Trump is president-elect, so he's not going to go for it, right? He's going to say, no, wait a second. I don't get this opportunity. What if during the Trump presidency, it is proposed, I don't know the process, how far we would have to go. Do we have to go back to states? What we need to do, if it can be done just in Congress? But let's eliminate the pardon moving forward.
You know, I understand. I think, you know, those who study history can understand why our founders included that. But every smart decision has unintended consequences, and I think we have now discovered what those are. I happen to believe that between governors, who also have quite a bit of authority, and presidents, we should probably forego pardons. Because if you look at how they've been used, Chad, and I would really encourage listeners to take a look at presidential pardons over the last number of decades, some of them are just downright egregious, disgusting, inappropriate, and frankly, I think horrifying. And clearly,
Charles Kushner is at the top of the list for me.
It's
disgusting what he did.
It's repulsive. And, you know, and by the way, we still have, I think, hundreds of people, maybe even thousands, I don't know the number, federally charged with cannabis offenses, sitting in prison still.
Yep.
You know, why should they be rotting away in prison for a crime that is not even no longer a crime, but a lot of people are becoming, you know, millionaires at? I mean, these are the real challenges I think that I face as I contemplate why we even have them. So the answer to your question is no, I think we should do away with those. I think they're being abused, misused, and a significant factor in Americans' appropriate erosion of faith in their government.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Dean Phillips. He is the outgoing 3rd District Congressman for the state of Minnesota. We're talking to Dean about yesterday's major decision by Joe Biden to go against his word and to look hypocritical when he pardoned his son, but also talking about the empathy and how many of us might have reacted if we were in the same position. Now, part of what I'm hearing from some folks the last 24 hours is after Joe Biden did this, Donald Trump will be emboldened further to do whatever he wants. I'm scoffing at that, Dean, because I think Donald Trump was emboldened already and saw no limitations, and I think his nominations show that. Where I think it could have some effect and where I'm curious about your response is some of the center-right senators who have expressed some skepticism at some of the names who have been nominated might have said, now, wait a second. If Joe Biden is telling me this is how little the principles and his words stand up, why should I be in any way soloing down a president of my own party?
Totally. I think that's therein lies my greatest concern, Chad, is that once we get to a place where because Donald Trump did this, therefore, I will do it too. Or, you know, the normalization of really poor decision making and affronts to decency in politics. You know, we're seeing this vicious erosion of these standards, and I think they have great consequences. And I feel now, unfortunately, my Democratic Party and this president have somehow become entwined in that. And now we're reconciling and rationalizing some other decisions based on what others were doing. And that is not a hallmark of good character. And therein lies really the challenge we're going to be facing moving forward is the lowering and lowering and lowering of standards of decency, integrity, and political behavior. And we will get to a point where all gloves are off. And this was a significant erosion of a very important leg of the stool. I would have thought that Joe Biden would have held his word. He was very clear in his own words that he would not pardon his son. A difficult sentence to issue, but one that represented good character. And I'm afraid that, again, he did what a lot of parents would do in light of the circumstance. But nonetheless, the consequence to this country, this party, and to the reputation of our government is tragic. And that's why I think the answer is not to condemn one or the other, but to actually address the underlying issue. And that's, again, what I'm intending to do is shine light on these, what I call legalized corruption. And we enable it, we allow it, and it cannot continue.
I want to get to, let me stay with it right there. You're leaving office in about 6 weeks or so. I would assume you're going to take a bit of a break, but then how visible do you plan on being to shining the light on the positive of politics and the part of politics which you believe needs to change to make the process more agreeable, to function better, and for our society to believe in it more?
Well, Chad, I'm every politician's darn good at pointing out what's wrong. We have a dearth of those willing to spend time to consider solutions. And I promise to be among the latter because condemnation gets you nothing. Solutions do. And I think I will be dedicating my time to identifying ways that we can improve. And I got to tell you, it starts with people listening right now. If you didn't vote in the primary election, in this recent one in November, please do so next time. If you want to change this nonsense, if you want to eliminate corruption, raise our standards, attract better candidates, please vote in primaries, because we have handed the keys of our electoral system to the far left and the far right, the 5% perhaps on both sides, that essentially control who we ultimately vote for in general elections. So that's my call to action for American voters, including Minnesotans. But my job is to point out a lot of the unknown elements of corruption, how the system works when it works well, how it doesn't work when it doesn't work well. And I'm going to be, I won't be shy, Chad, about pointing out these truths and proposing solutions and working with center-right and center-left Americans, the exhausted majority, in either reforming the existing system or potentially creating competition for it, because it's intolerable. And I know there's an appetite for change, and the messengers of change right now have been deeply disappointing. I think most Americans would agree.
I'll finish with this. Let's talk about the president-elect and his nominations. And some have been well-received. Some have been highly criticized by those who oppose the president-elect. Tell me who has impressed you so far, and tell me who concerns you the most.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's start with some of the most, I think, appalling, which, Matt Gaetz is someone who is so universally disdained by members of Congress, by so many around this country. That is unfortunately a sad indication of the type of the caliber, if you will, of people that President-elect Trump considers to be high performers. I think Kash Patel leading the FBI is in some ways like allowing an arsonist to lead the fire department. I think it's nonsensical. Now, don't conflate the truth about the need to reform these agencies, Chad, by the way. They do need reformation. We do need to root out corruption. We do need to ensure that public servants are aligned with the public interest, but not the type of people that are being assigned for these jobs. They are going to destroy the very foundations of democracy that we need if we stand a chance to reform it and grow from it and improve it. So, those are two examples that I think are deeply, deeply consequential. Of course, Gaetz is no longer in the running, but Patel is. Pete Hegseth, from a traditional perspective, not at all qualified to be the Secretary of Defense. And now the reports of his treatment of women, his use of alcohol during the day. These are disqualifiers. Forget your politics. There are plenty of outstanding conservatives from which Donald Trump can choose to lead these institutions of great consequence. And if he's looking for reformers, there are plenty of those too. So I place these men in the basket of what is he thinking? Now, there are others who I think are at least reasonable. Even Marco Rubio, Senator Rubio, a lot of experience in foreign affairs, experience in Congress. I think at least institutionally speaking, understands the job of Secretary of State and will go through the process. And I suspect he will be approved. Some of the others, some names that are well known, some not. We're going to see. My hope and expectation, Chad, is that the Senate does its job and does it in an apolitical fashion, holds these people accountable, asks the right questions, and then approves the ones that are worthy of representing our great country and not approve the ones that do not qualify. I have faith in them. I hope they stand up to the occasion. But I'm afraid that Joe Biden's decision to pardon Hunter Biden will actually play a role in how those senators proceed with Donald Trump's nominees. And that's just the sad truth of the affair.
Need to jump in. Thanks, as always. We'll reach out again soon.
Anytime, Chad. Thank you.
Dean Phillips here on WCCO.